I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, the 5th of February. Hopefully the weather and your schedule have cooperated this week, giving you an excellent view of all five visible planets, plus the crescent moon in a long arc across the southern skies. During the viewing window from 6:15 through 6:30, Jupiter shines brightly at the southwestern extent of this line. The line swings a little higher through the south, one-third of the way above the horizon, where the reddish Mars continues to slowly grow in brightness. Then it curves gradually lower toward the southeast, first encountering Saturn to the upper left of the red star Antares, and then to the southeast horizon, where the last of the crescent moon lingers to the left of the brilliant Venus and might help you find the challenging Mercury just below it. This arc presents one of the better opportunities to imagine the orbits of the planets around the Sun. All of the planets make their way around at nearly the same level or plane, something like a disk. In addition, our orbit places the Sun on this same line, a line called the ecliptic, extending through a specific group of constellations, what we know most commonly as the zodiac or the horoscope constellations. Next week, the dark evening skies host the King and Queen on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.